PM, we've heard opposition parties claim that the government is fear-mongering. Even just today, People's Power Party asserted those claims again. What do you have to say in response?
I mean, people can say what they want. I remember when we started COVID and the government started a task force at that time. Don't you remember? Gan Kim Yong and I came up, met all of you in the media, and there were similar questions. Really, was it necessary? Aren't you fear-mongering? Aren't you overreacting? And look what happened. The task force wasn't necessary in COVID. So all I can say is, whatever the set aside elections and you know, in election season, you will have all sorts of criticisms and all sorts of people throwing out arguments. But set aside that, the government, as far as we are concerned, all we can do is make a rigorous, objective assessment of the threats and challenges that Singapore faces, and then be upfront and transparent with Singaporeans about these threats and challenges. Not overdoing it, neither underdoing it, but setting out quite clearly what they are. Not just the immediate challenge, but over a period of time, how the situation may unfold. And we have tried our best to do this in the current context, because it's, as we've said, not just about tariffs, it's also not just about this year's economy, but also a broader concern that we are worried about that can impact the world and can impact our external environment and impact Singapore for some time to come. We set it out clearly, objectively, and then we respond to it by putting in place a task force to understand how best Singapore can respond. That's how we've done it all this while, regardless of the criticisms which will come, but we will always focus on doing the right things for Singapore and Singaporeans.